This is an MUT Radio podcast.
7 minutes past 11. And yes, so I've promised you, hey, Guti, we on the MUT Radio, on the Hlangani Media Show specifically, we always have Integrated Tuesday with Miss Zimasa Kwa-Rube, speaking about all fraudulent activities caused by unethical behavior of employees, students, and its stakeholders. As I welcome Miss Zimasa Kwa-Rube, I say MUT has zero tolerance to fraud. Welcome, Miss Zamisa.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and well done for pronouncing my surname correctly this time.
Thank you so much.
Oh my! You really got it.
I've been practicing. Hey, it's such an honor. Hey, Miss Zimasa. My first question today, why should I report an unethical behavior or fraud and corruption?
Thank you for your question. Basically, reporting fraud and corruption is actually all the stakeholders' responsibility to report unethical behavior. Because we all have the best interest of MUT at heart, and it is actually your duty then, as either an employee, a student, an external service provider, to report such unethical, because these things do have an effect on the reputation, our brand of MUT, and it obviously will affect the sustainability of MUT in the long run if we let all these unfortunate behaviors to happen.
It brings me to my second question. I remember last week we did touch on this question. What is the process of reporting again? If you can just refresh from our last week question.
Okay, yes, we definitely did touch, but it's very important that we remind our listeners on the process to follow when they want to report unethical behavior, fraudulent behavior. So basically, a whistleblower, which is the person that is reporting, can contact our tip-off anonymous contact center via telephone, email, and on the website. So MUT has appointed Deloitte's hotline, which is an independent agent that provides options of reporting, these incidences, and this ensures the anonymity of the whistleblower. So they and the Deloitte hotline, which is a 24-hour hotline, free hotline. Deloitte then sensitizes the reports received from the whistleblower and remove any details that might identify the reporter if the reporter chooses to report anonymously. But obviously, to assist the process, you can also be semi-anonymous. Or you can disclose your information. There is full protection, obviously, when you report anonymously. However, the downside to that is that now when MUT wants to now take your allegations further and conduct an investigation, there might be issues of clarity that the investigators require. And then, obviously, there's no channel then to ask those questions from the reporter. So the other option is to be semi-anonymous, where you leave your contact information in the hotline, but you must be assured that the whistleblowing hotline will not give away your contact details to MUT. Remember, this is like a middleman. They are collecting the information and sending it to MUT's investigators for the investigation. So they will then leave the information, your contact details with them, and then should the investigators want more information, the hotline will then request that information. So MUT will still not know your identity. And obviously the third option is you are comfortable enough to name yourself. That's also an option that you have. And that will then ensure that your details are transferred to the investigators for them to contact you directly in terms of asking for clarity questions. So, that's how reports are received by the designated person at MUT, being a representative from my office, which is the Office of Risk and Audit. And MUT does not conduct any investigations internally. So we also redirect them to our forensics services that we've outsourced. So basically, that is the process. Investigations are conducted and feedback is shared with the whistleblower via that TPOPS anonymous hotline. And should the investigation be completed, and we then give feedback that now we're going to hand over the investigation to management and the disciplinary process is going to initiate. So that's the process.
So if you want to become an anonymous in the case, yes, you are secured. And Ms. Zimasa, she's saying, yes, she will do secure your identity till further investigation process are being taken into accountability. So my third question that I have for you, Ms. Zimasa, give us a summary or a checklist of useful information for effective reporting.
Yes, thank you so much. So basically, this is very important because this will then make sure that, you know, once you decide that you want to report an incident, one obviously wants to make sure that something gets done. So this checklist or this summary of things that one needs to be mindful of will really assist the process in terms of having enough information. So I've basically just listed a few things that normally assist investigators. So a reporter or a whistleblower needs to be very descriptive in terms of the nature of the fraudulent activity or unethical behavior. You need to indicate specifics such as date, time of the incident, the names of the role players involved, the persons that are involved, where the incident occurred, you know, the witnesses to the incident, the relevant MUT departments, if it's involving departments, any supporting evidence. It's very critical to because sometimes you might just say what you think is not right, but it's going to be very difficult for the investigators to prove those allegations if there is nothing to support the allegation. So it is encouraged that our whistleblowers really sort of compile evidence bundle prior to reporting so that we make sure that when the investigation is started, you know, the perpetrators are put to book.
Ms. Zimasa, I have some question for you. What can be or should be reported?
Obviously, it's an example of what can be reported is fraud. Anything that is, falsifying of information for personal gain or any other gain, collusion, which is, secret or illegal cooperation or conspiracy, in order to deceive others, theft, for example, taking and keeping company property without approval, kickbacks and bribes. I think we all know what that is. Abuse of company property, sexual harassment, you know, unwelcome and inappropriate physical, whether it's verbal or non-verbal conduct, that would qualify as harassment, because it is unwanted sexual harassment or advances with the aim of gaining some sort of sexual favor or gratification. So, you know, MUT employees and students are encouraged really to come and report such incidences, because those are qualifying as unethical behavior.
Mm.
Yeah.
If you can please tell us more about the upcoming fraud awareness workshop.
Okay. Also now, because we've been running this awareness campaign, I actually went to a select few classes today, because I know, you know, exams are coming up. So we just randomly selected, you know, classes. We went to have the same awareness campaign. Also on the 23rd and 24th, of October, we're going to be having an online presentation, and we've invited our partners, Deloitte, to join that team's call, and really just, you know, lamenting the message of zero tolerance to fraud and unethical behavior, and really putting the word out there in terms of what people can do when they're experiencing such, and when they are observing such behavior in our environment.
Mm. My last question, what message would you like to convey or send out to those who want to partake in any fraudulent activities within MUT?
Okay, the message really is that MUT, I speak on behalf of MUT, that MUT has a zero tolerance to fraud and corruption, and MUT is determined to, you know, take any of these instances very seriously, and we are willing to act upon anything that we any report that comes forth. And the message is to ensure that MUT remains a fraud-free and a corrupt-free environment for the students, and also for the for our employees to thrive and be able to achieve our institutional objectives.
Ms. Zimasa Kwagobe, thank you so much. What a lovely interview, and so informative. And if you as a listener right now and you spot any fraudulent, do report it. If you want to be anonymous, Ms. Zimasa Kwagobe has said you are fully protected. They will do secure your profile till further investigation. So thank you so much, Ms. Zimasa Kwagobe, for your time.
Thank you. If I can just say the number again,
mm-hmm.
For your listeners, it's 0800-228-999. So 999, 0800-228-999. And the email is mut@tipoff.com. The website is www.tipoff.com. As I said, it is independently managed by Deloitte.
Thank you so much, Ms. Zimasa Kwagobe. Have a lovely day.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. That was Ms. Zimasa Kwagobe on the Integrate Tuesday, where we say MUT has no appetite for any fraudulent activities. The hotline is 0800-228-999. 0800-228-999.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.